This is Paloma and Davy Jones, and we're here at the Casbah in San Diego.
With Suna Rose Wagner of the Ravenettes. Take a little time to get to know me. The night is open. Don't you feel the same as I? 'Cause I can't do everything. A heartbreak stroll with someone special. The LA lights will never be the same tonight. I kill those memories. Get it all now. Put some on the ground.
The story, please. Once upon a time, there was a little band called the Ravenettes.
And they still are here.
Is there more to the story?
Absolutely not. It's been a fun ride.
I really enjoy your song, Somewhere in Texas. Are you able to tell me a little bit about that song?
Well, I came to Texas in 1994 for the first time when I was around 18 years old. And I when I came back to Denmark after that, I sort of like just... realized that I had a great experience there, and I thought it was wonderful to be there. So I wrote a song, you know, sort of like with my memories in mind, so to speak, of what I had experienced there. Yeah, I guess that's what it was. It's a very old song, actually, way before the Ravenettes.
Somewhere in Texas, by the yellow sand. Somewhere in Texas, by the yellow sand. Somewhere in Texas, I lost my man. Somewhere in Texas, by the yellow sand.
So how have you spent your day so far?
Well, driving and sound checking. That's all we do, really.
That's all you do?
the fun touring life.
So what was it like hanging out with William Reid?
Oh, it was great. They just, Geez Mary Chain just played in New York recently. They did two shows, and I was fortunate enough to go to both of them, and I went to the after party both nights and had a nice talk with William Reid and, you know, drunken conversations and stuff. So it was good. It was very cool meeting him. I've never met him before.
So what's your favorite Jesus and Mary Chain album?
Probably Honey's Dead. That's definitely the one I've listened to the most of all their albums. But obviously Psycho Candy is a very, very classic album too, so it's nice. But I would have to say Honey's Dead, actually.
Well, we understand you're currently working on an album. Could you tell us what's in store?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to play, I think, 7 new songs tonight, so that'll be cool. It's a very simple album. More go back to our roots, I guess, and... We just want to try to be really as simple as we can, because that's really the sound that we always liked. And so that's what we tried to do on this record, you know, have some cool sounds and some very simple songs and just written for, you know, a trio almost, you know, so, yeah.
If you were asked to fill a time capsule about the size of a microwave with items that could represent the state of music that we're in currently, what things would you include?
No, maybe I would probably maybe include a laptop computer, because I think that's what everyone records on. I think that'll probably be it.
If you could sit down and have a drink with any three musicians, living or dead, who would you pick?
Lou Reed would be cool to have a drink with. I mean, I don't know if he's a cool guy, but I mean that would be a name. Hope Sandoval from Massey Starr, that would be great. Yeah, great, my favorite voice in the world. And you know what? It would be cool to have a talk with Dick Dale. Would be awesome. Yeah, he's the king. That would be a good table.
If you woke up tomorrow and discovered that something that you thought was true actually was false, what would you want that to be?
Something that was true. Something that I thought was true but was false.
Something that's true now.
Yeah.
Turned out to be false.
I would we would play an arena tonight instead of the Casbah. Oh yeah, sell out like a 50,000 seater arena. That would be wonderful. Yeah.
What's your favorite food after a show?
I don't know. We rarely eat after shows. Usually, because we drive after shows, so all we eat is crap food. But You know, it would be nice to sit down and have a nice plate of pasta or something, I guess. That would be good. When we're in Italy, sometimes it's a little different in Europe. Especially whenever we tour Italy, it always seems like the promoter will take us to a really good Italian restaurant after the show. They do the same thing with artists in Greece. So they take you, they reserve a table at a Greek restaurant, you come in and they set up all these nice dishes and bottles of wine and stuff. That's really nice for them to do. I really enjoy that. That's great.
So what's the meaning of life?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I ask really everyone.
But that's an existential question. I've never thought of it. I don't even know if there's any meaning. I mean, I'm sitting here. I don't know what the point is, really.
I'm trying to find out. I need somebody to tell me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah.
Sinner, could you please tell me one of your favorite Ramones songs?
I certainly can. Today I was actually singing. I don't even remember what it's called, but I guess it's just, is it just called I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, maybe?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. That's a good one. But my all-time favorite one is Rockaway Beach.
Yeah. All right. And I think you said you might want to do a cover of
I was thinking about, we were thinking about it for a while, but we just didn't have enough time rehearsal before the tour. Maybe at one point we will, and maybe we'll record a cool version of it or something. It would be cool, yeah.
Do you have any final words before the grand finale?
No, I mean, I can only promote ourselves a little bit, saying the album will be out in September, and we'll, you know, until then, we'll just keep posting new songs on our MySpace site so people can, you know, hear the process, and so they have something new, you know, hopefully every week or two we'll post a new song, hopefully, and, you know, keeps the excitement going, and I would definitely want that if I really loved a band, and I wouldn't want to wait 2 years to hear something new, you know, so... I think that'll be cool for people too. They can always go in and hear a new song.
All right, awesome.
It's
a real pleasure. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see the show.
Oh, it'll be great. If you kiss like her.